crusade against ignorance across the nation. I take it personal. I take it serious. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, January 15, 2020. Glad to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, we'll be avoiding sexually explicit tortoise video on the live stream today. Big disappointment, I realize, and I'm very sorry about that. Come on, guys. I'll do my best. We'll get some happy critter footage, right? Number two, then there were just six. Well, seven if you count the billionaire burning through all the money all over the country. And the road to the White House led to Des Moines, Iowa last night. Not really, but we can let them think so, right? And number one, saddle up for the impeachment rodeo because it's on its way. Now set to begin in the Senate next week, Nancy Pelosi and her merry band of mischief makers finally going to send the so-called critical articles of impeachment over to Moscow Mitch, as they like to call him, and I don't educate it. Of course, if you do that, there won't be anybody earning any actual income because all the people you think should be re-educated are the ones that are out there earning money, a lot of them. Therefore, you won't have the tax base to actually re-educate us. Man, it's going to be a catch-22, isn't it? Now, we need to re-educate these people because they're fools. They vote for Trump. They're evil. They must be destroyed immediately. Come on, doctor. We must get them. Please, everybody, take your medicine. And I mean especially you on the left. Other Sanders supporters, by the way, as clueless as they really are making other threatening statements. Here's what they said, and this video has some just incredibly, incredibly outrageous comments. If Bernie Sanders is not the nominee coming out of Milwaukee, where the Democrats are holding their convention in July of this year, if Bernie is not the nominee, his supporters say they'll burn Milwaukee down. They'll effing burn it down. And a lot of other cities as well. And they'll go right after the police. They will target the police directly. Now, let me get this straight. Bernie supporters want more government. They want government to control your health care. They want government to control how much energy you use. They want government to control whether or not you can walk in the park because the park should be off limits to save the planet. They want to dictate whether or not you should even have an automobile. Or how you get around. And they want more government in every aspect of your life. But the first thing they want to do is, if Bernie doesn't win, is attack the government because police officers are part of the government. Pretty bright crowd, don't you think? Ah, here comes the Bernie crowd. Bite number two with the Bernie bots on Project Veritas. Bite two. Go.
Be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC convention. We're going to make 1978 look like a Girl Scout cookout. The cops are going to be the ones that are getting beaten in Milwaukee.
Just how dumb are they? Well, they can't even figure out that 1978 was not an election year. The convention they're referring to happened in 1968. Of course, they've got a cell phone just like everybody else. They've got a smartphone just like everybody else. They're just incapable of using it properly. A lot of smartphones and a lot of really dumb people. That's the paradox of today. Anyhow, let's see here. Oh, one more thing before we go, because this is just precious. And that is the gulags of Marshall Stalin. Joseph Stalin, you remember him, the dictator that ruled with an iron fist over the Soviet Union, murdered tens of millions of his own people, sent millions of people to the gulags where they were into forced labor camps and died, murdered ruthlessly by a dictator. Apparently the gulags were a lot better thing than any of us realized. Let's real quickly get to it. Bite three, go. Bite three.
There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? Mm-hmm. And actually gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us that they were. Like, people were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were actually meant for, re-education. Greatest way to break a billionaire of their, privilege and their idea that they're superior, go out and break rocks for 12 hours a day. You're now a working-class person, and you're going to learn what that means.
Yeah, we're going to show you, billionaire who made great things. We'll destroy you now. We'll make you break rocks for 12 hours. These are the folks that vote for Bernie Sanders. Case in point. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put into work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know why. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't